Dreamscape presents 1 Year by Mary McDonough, narrated by Nancy Peterson. Chapter 1. Mary Bernadette and Patty Fitzgibbon had lived at 19 Honeysuckle Lane in the town of Oliver's Well, Virginia, for most of their married life. The town had been founded by a small band of English settlers in 1632, including one Noah Oliver, who had gone on to become its first elected official. The reason the town was called Oliver's Well, and not Oliver's Landing or Oliver's Town, was lost to time. Presumably, Noah Oliver had had some doings with a well. Over the almost 4 centuries of its existence, the town had grown to support a current population of almost 3,000 people. There was a public grammar, middle, and high school, as well as a private academy. There was a community center with a full kitchen for potluck suppers and an auditorium where the local amateur theater group performed its plays. There was a library and an old-fashioned single-screen movie theater. Small, locally owned businesses, hair salon, florist, dress shop, restaurants, jeweler, flourished alongside the branches of 2 area banks and an insurance company. The Oliver's Well Memorial Hospital was well regarded. The post office was a daily gathering place for the dissemination of gossip. There were no fast food franchises or tattoo parlors. In many ways, Oliver's Well was typical of any charming historic American town, but many would argue that it had a unique appeal. Mrs. Fitzgibbon would be the most vocal and persuasive of those. At the age of 21, Mary Bernadette, née Lehane, had arrived in Oliver's Well from her native Ireland via New York City. Though the promised personal connection, the uncle of a friend, and the housekeeping job he was supposed to have provided her did not materialize, Mary Bernadette had decided to stay in Oliver's Well and make her way, liking what she saw of the quaint little town. There was little, if anything, that could deter her when she had decided on a goal. One of those goals was to marry the handsome and ambitious 23-year-old factory worker named Patty Fitzgibbon, who she had met at the Church of the Immaculate Conception one bright Sunday morning. Now, 54 years later, Mary Bernadette and her husband were getting ready.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?